promised, we're joined right now by a defensive end for the New Orleans Saints. He is an All-Pro. He is a five-time Pro Bowl selection. He had a monster season last year. 15 and a half sacks, third best in the NFL. He had 53 tackles, three passes defensed. He had a fumble recovery last year. 24th pick overall in 2011 out of Cal. New Orleans coming off a 13-3 season. They were the NFC South champions. My guest, Cameron Jordan. Cam, good to have you back. How are you?
I'm good. There's an asterisk to this fumble recovery because it was an asterisk. 87-yard touchdown return.
Oh, there you go. There you go.
It is what it is.
Now, you know what that is? That's not an asterisk. That's not me giving you enough credit. So, 53 tackles, three passes defensed, and a fumble recovery that was housed. How's that?
No, because it's an asterisk. Therefore, it should have been housed, but the referees called the ball dead 20 yards into running it. Rams game.
No, I know. I'm just giving it to you, though.
Screwed us over.
I'm just giving it.
I'm phenomenal. You know, just being the best I can be at home with the kids.
Thing is, Cam, I'm going to get to that in 1 second. I just want to finish that thought. You guys have been jammed so hard so many times by the refs. I just gave it to you. That counts as a touchdown. All right. So, but you are home with the kids. So how are you doing? These are really unusual times. How is life with you, and what's it like being home with the kids?
Actually, like a typical offseason, just a lot less going outside. I mean, what's important is the social distancing part. So we're all at the crib, and, you know, we created little tape ladders on the ground, and we've got, you know, wall squats going. We've got jumping jacks. We've got push-ups. If anything, we just don't have enough space to run away from the kids. But other than that, it's awesome.
All right, so what I'm hearing is you got to keep moving. That's important for everybody. Now, you've also talked about the fact that you've been in the lab trying to figure out sweet and sour chicken. How did that go, and what did you ultimately choose as your thickener?
I ended up just using flour, because I mean, in my world, as a gravy guy, as a sauce god, I've always, you know, used flour, and they hit me with the recipe with cornstarch, and I'm like, I've made candy with corn syrup. I've never used cornstarch, and that's on me. You live and you learn. And honestly, the sweet and sour chicken wasn't that good the first time, but I made it a couple of days ago, seven times better. I'm in the realm of in my bag.
I love it. Cam Jordan is joining us. All right, yesterday was Air Max Day, so what kicks did you break out in honor of that?
I have my Air Max 200s on, a little PSG rendition. So, you know, there's a red Paris Saint-Germain side and a blue Paris Saint-Germain side. Just enjoying just the day, walking around inside the house, getting my little miles in. I went in for a little rehab, got a little ice, a little stem. And I think the Saints have done a phenomenal job just in terms of curating this precarious time, in terms of having guys slotted in, coming in at exact time. So there's a minimum contact situation happening.
Cam Jordan joining us. Hey, Cam, you've spoken to Sean Payton. He, of course, tested positive for the coronavirus, but he says he's pretty much all good right now. Have you spoken to him?
I haven't. I just need him to stay indoors. He might be good. Continue staying indoors.
Yeah, no, I think so. I think he's doing all the right things, and he's handling that the right way. All right, so earlier this month, it was announced that Drew Brees was going to re-sign with the team. How relieved were you when you heard that, or maybe was there never really a doubt in your mind?
Yeah, I was like, you can't be relieved if you never thought about it.
So you knew. How did you know?
I haven't had to deal with it yet. I mean, in 9 years, I've heard rumors of Drew leaving every other year and Sean leaving every other year than that. I mean, at some point, you know, I don't believe anything until they actually do it. Once Drew says, hey, I retired, I still expect him to change his mind within the month.
Cam, what is it?
I mean, whenever it comes.
So what do you think that is? Is that just a matter of self-actualization? Is he trying to get everything out of what he has? Is it about chasing the ring? Why do you think that he is so strongly committed to it?
He's already won a ring.
Right.
I mean, in my mind, it's really a feud between him and Tom Brady, seeing who can last longer. I don't. That just might be just like my goat talk speaking, but no, honestly, I mean, he has the most yards. He has the most touchdowns. He has, you know, a Super Bowl ring. He has every accolade that you could ever want as a quarterback. I mean, what is he, like a 12-time Pro Bowler, like probably like an 8-time All-Pro. Other than that, I mean, what else can you get? You know, he comes into the building and he loves being in the building. Every day you see him working. I mean, he'll roll in and have lockers for his kids, and they come in and put in a work day just like Drew. But, I mean, the way that he attacks the season, the way he attacks his craft, is second to none. And I've never had to worry about, you know, having a quarterback who may not be good enough. I've always had the best. year.
Cam Jordan is joining us. All right, so what about Brady? What was your reaction to the news that he signed with Tampa Bay, and then how much are you looking forward to lining up against him twice a year?
I mean, Brady is one of the GOATs at his position. He's done far more with far less in terms of offensive weapons, and now you give him Mike Evans and Godwin and O.J. Howard, and that creates an even more potent offense. I mean, this is an offense that came off of, you know, Jameis throwing, 30 touchdowns? I'm more surprised Jameis doesn't have a job than Tom Brady going to Tampa Bay.
Yeah, it's funny you say that, Cam. We were talking about that as well. Now, he had 30 TDs, but he had 30 INTs, TDs, and he had 5,100 yards passing. What do you make of that? I mean, is that about him, or is that about availability of jobs, scarcity of jobs? What do you make of a guy who threw for 5,100 yards and 30 TDs and has no job?
And has no job. Yeah, I don't – that's more perplexing than Tom Brady going to Tampa. I mean, you talk about a guy who throws for 5,100 yards, who, again, has 30 TDs. Yes, he has 30 interceptions, but there's plenty of teams that are in need of a quarterback who has the ability to not only compete, but to compete at a high level and throw for 5,000 yards.
Cam, what's more perplexing, the fact that Jameis does not have a job or that former MVP Cam Newton does not have a job?
Cam Newton is going to be with time. Like, there's going to be a job. It might be up to Cam Newton just seeing which job that he takes. You know, you saw the signs on the door. Once you sign over Teddy Bridgewater, you're probably not keeping Cam Newton. And at the same time, I was surprised that he wasn't snapped up. But for Jameson coming off the season, the type of season that he had, I assumed he would have a job next day. These are crazy times.
We're talking to Cam Jordan.
I'm not going to down any other team's quarterbacks. But these two are quarterbacks that could be possibly top-tier quarterbacks, especially if you're talking about Cam Newton and the dynamic, game-changing player that he is.
I mean, you've seen the videos, and it's just video. Teams want a physical, obviously. He's coming off some injuries. But if you look at him on video right now, and it is his social media, but he looks unbelievable. I mean, he looks like a beast right about now. Is that a guy that you would gamble on? Is that a guy you'd buy stock in right now?
I don't know his health-wise. I'm just going to put a pitch out there, though. Like, if you want to, you know, come to the Saints and maybe, you know, make sure that you're 100% healthy in the next year or two and then work on some throwing mechanisms if that's what you need to do, but you probably don't because you have been league MVP, I'm more than willing to, you know, share my namesake, my first namesake anyways.
So you'd love to have him as a teammate?
I mean, I'd love to have an ability to say, hey, if, you know, Drew decides to retire in the next 2 years, or if, you know, our quarterback gets hurt for 4 or 5 game stretch, we have somebody who can not only keep pace, but change that dynamic as well. And that's, I mean, Cam Newton is the hardest quarterback to take down, just in terms of sheer size and then speed. He can do a lot of things that no other quarterback can do.
Cam, I'm not looking to start anything, and I know what you're saying, and Cam Newton is a former MVP, period. But all those things you just mentioned, that change of pace, a hard guy to bring down, a guy can make things happen, don't you have that with Taysom Hill?
Yes. I love Taysom Hill for everything that he is to the team, and I love the way that we use him. If we deem him as a number two, we might have to relax on some of his special teams. I'm not somebody up top. But in my mind, if you're deemed the heir apparent, and now Taysom Hill is at the Swiss Army knife. Now Taysom Hill is the backup quarterback. I love Taysom Hill at the Swiss Army knife.
I think that's fair, too. Cam Jordan joining us. You mentioned Teddy Bridgewater. Man, he signs with the Panthers, and I got to be honest, I'm not sure, Cam. I've seen very many guys in the NFL who are as universally loved and respected as Teddy. What is it that makes him so special, and why do guys think so highly of him?
I mean, everybody knows Teddy's story in terms of how he had that freak accident, took him down from his Pro Bowl caliber play. I mean, and just the way he took to the locker room, the way he took to learning the offense, and his ability to see and, you know, rise to the occasion and seize the opportunity this past season when you go 5-0 after taking over in almost the middle of the Rams game, and then go win every game you start from there on out. That's impressive.
Ken, before you go, I want to
endears you to the heart.
Right. I want to mention this. I'm not sure everybody understands this, but to fully appreciate what you accomplished last season, you were third in the NFL with 15 and a half sacks, but you played the final five games and the Pro Bowl with an adductor muscle that tore off the bone. It sounds excruciating. How were you able to play through that?
I don't know if it's so said torn off the bone. That's hype in my mind. It was a torn adductor, and at the end of the day, it's football. This is something that, you know, that you live and you strive to be a part of this team every chance you get. So if I have an ability to play, I'm going to play. It doesn't really matter the injuries. You know, I've played with that. I've played with a herniated disc in the back. I mean, at the end of the day, high ankle sprains, it doesn't really matter. My passion to play for this game is at such a high level that if I feel like I can play by Thursday or Friday, I can play Sunday.
Right, so I know you're not playing for the numbers, but 15 and a half sacks with an injury like that, when you consider the pace you were on before that injury, does it feel like 20 is a very reachable number?
It feels like I want to be a part of whatever gets the team to the Super Bowl. 15 and a half sacks didn't get us past the first round. A sack in that game doesn't get you past the first round. So I have to create more than just sacks. It has to be forced turnovers. You look at guys that, like Chandler Jones, who had, you know, 19 sacks, but he had like 8 forced fumbles. That's the key there. There's a chance to better your play any chance you get, and I have to elevate mine for this next upcoming season.
All right, so really quickly, if the ring is the thing, and it is, you've been knocking on that door for going to the Super Bowl the last few years. Drew Brees is back. Malcolm Jenkins has returned. Emmanuel Sanders signed with the team. Obviously, it's really, really early to say in March, but does it feel like a team that can take that next step?
Absolutely. I feel like every year, the last 3 years, we felt the culture change. We felt the locker room shift. The mindset become more acute towards what it is to win a Super Bowl. And every year we get closer, and yet it's always some circumstance that knocks us out. It's not that we're, hey, we were in the league to win this game. It's not a, hey, you know, we never had the lead. It's not, hey, you know, we ended up losing by 2 touchdowns or whatever it is. It's always by sheer, you know, 1 touchdown or less, and it's by an unforeseen circumstance that you hope would go in your favor but doesn't. And it can't ever lead to just leaving that to an unforeseen circumstance. It has to be, hey, once we get the lead, we take off with the lead, and not the, oh, we let the team come back and now it's a close game. You can never let it get close, because then all of a sudden outside perception does matter.
There you go. All right, Cam, so you're going to take over the Players Tribune Instagram Live today at 4 p.m. Eastern, 1 p.m. Pacific. What do you have planned for that?
I don't know. I just gave you all my best material. I got
nothing left. And I appreciate you too for it, man. You know this. You know this. Maybe you have a different audience, or maybe they want more. So they can tune in. They'll find out. He's a Saints defensive end. And by the way, dude, you gave us great material. I appreciate you. Thank you so much, Cam. Have a great day, and it's always good to have you on.
Hey, I appreciate you having me on, as always. God bless, and stay safe in these weird times.
You too, Cam. You and your family as well. Thanks so much. Stay safe. Cameron Jordan, he did give us good material. Always does.